One trend in farm safety noticed by Scott Heiberger at the National Farm Medicine Center this National Farm Safety Week is...
Over the last 15 years or so, the rates of injury among farm children have gone down. And that's important because it's not just the sheer numbers, because you might expect that with fewer kids being on farms, but the actual rates of injuries. Although we continue to see a problem with kids 10 and under being in the work site, most of the injuries to kids on farms are to that younger age group, and most of those kids are not working. So that means they're just hanging out, they're playing, maybe their parents have them as toddlers to, quote, keep an eye on them there in the worksite. We know that, practically speaking, there's not a daycare on every corner, but one of the things we're really harping on is really rethink bringing that very small child into the worksite and do your best to try during those periods of time when you're doing maybe especially dangerous stuff to find some alternative to taking them in there.
He believes one of the factors behind the injury rate decline of children on the farm is concerted efforts between farm safety and ag organizations.
Producer groups are oftentimes partners with us, and they get the word out to their members.
Likewise, over the years, the attitudes of farmers and ranchers about safety in their operations has also progressed.
This generation of millennial farmers grew up using car seats and using bike helmets, so we're thinking maybe their view of safety, they might be a little more open to some of these safety initiatives.
Heiberger adds that farm safety concerns remain, especially regarding children ages 10 years old or younger who are at the work site. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.